This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Sometimes our big-time entertainment seems a little bit like a tired old formula. Hollywood loves its superheroes. Pop songs all sound the same. That's partly because executives in the business, as it's known, kind of do have a formula for how to make stars and hits and money. Anita Elbersi tells the story in her new book. It's called Blockbusters: Hitmaking, Risk-Taking, and the Big Business of Entertainment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Here's the thing I don't understand about, just to get right to it, here's the thing I don't understand about risk-taking in the world of entertainment, and I'm going to go to Hollywood first. How come they always choose the safe option, the sequel after blockbuster sequel after blockbuster sequel, and then they just make pots of money? Why do they do that?
Well, I think they do it because movie making is inherently risky. And what they're trying to do is build lasting businesses. And what Hollywood has learned, as I describe in the book, is that the idea that smaller bets are safer is a myth. And what I find is that you really have to swing for the fences if you want to have sustained success in these businesses.
All right. So let me throw out an example of swinging for the fences, failing miserably, and that would be Disney and John Carter.
Yes, that was one. And I think Lone Ranger was a more recent failure. In this summer, actually.
And think about that. It had Johnny Depp and everything.
Right. On paper, it seemed like a pretty safe investment. But to me, what's so fascinating about this movie industry that we know that it tends to be safer to make these big bets, but they still fail. And when they fail, they fail spectacularly.
What Hollywood does then is try to lay off some of that risk, and they securitize it out, and they get Wall Street involved, and they get other producing partners involved. It's not like the big studios are eager for risk.
Right. That certainly is one strategy in which they've tried to cope with risk. I think another strategy is going for these established franchises. And in fact, for the safest bets that you can think of, the Harry Potters of this world, the last thing the studios want is to have these investment partners, because the last thing they want is share what are inevitably
right.
going to be huge profits.
Can you explain – obviously, you've done the math on this, and I should understand it intuitively off the top of my head. But explain to me why it's safer to make a single $200 million movie than 10, $20 million movies.
Yeah. So there are a number of reasons, I think. A key reason, obviously, is that this fits the way in which consumers are making choices. You have to understand that the average moviegoer in this country sees 6 films in a year. That's
wow.
one every 2 months.
Wow.
Now, what the studios are trying to do is make sure that it's their movie.
That's fascinating, actually. Only one every 2 months. I'd have thought it would have been more than that.
Yeah. I mean, we all know the diehard moviegoers that go once a week, but those are the exception.
Huh. When you talk entertainment, obviously, in this society, it's more than just movies. It's LeBron James and sports. It's Lady Gaga and music. It's, you know, take your pick. Does the same sort of rule of thumb apply? You got to swing for the fences. You got to go big. LeBron has to build his brand, and Lady Gaga has to build her brand and do what they can.
That, for me, is one of the most fascinating aspects of this space, where we see that it pays to invest in stars. It tends to reduce the risk. But at the same time, these stars realize their power, and companies can barely afford to compete for these stars, but they also cannot afford not to compete for them.
Is the entertainment industry, movies specifically, but also the broader entertainment industry, are they as befuddled by digital technology and the web and pushing out content on different platforms as, say, the news and journalism industry is?
That's an interesting question. I think what we find is that, if anything, the impact of digital technology is creating bigger brands and bigger superstars. And so what Hollywood is discovering, and I think what the record labels are discovering, is that the future is relatively bright, and that the models that they've lived by for a while are still working nowadays.
Anita Elbersi is a professor of business administration at the Harvard Business School. Her book about the big business of entertainment is called Blockbusters. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.